Hello, friend. Thank you for pressing play on this episode of the Brassy Broadcast. I mean it, seriously. I appreciate you choosing to spend a little time with me today. If you're new to the show, I'm your host, Jen Eads. I'm a musician, a student of the creative universe, and a curious girl full of questions. I'm also the head broad in charge at the Brassy Broadcasting Company, where I get to partner with good people of all kinds to put them in the ears, heads, and hearts of new audiences. Yes, I can help you with podcast creation and production, but podcasting is not for everyone, and there are so many other ways to incorporate audio into your communication and education strategies. Email me at jen@brassybroad.com if you want to explore the audio possibilities of getting into the ears, heads, and hearts of your audience. I have to tell you, Instagram is my jam lately. I'm having so much fun with the filters and the stories and sharing some behind the scenes stuff into my music and podcasting world. So you can find me there at Brassy Broad Jen if you think that might be your jam. Let's hang out. This episode is a companion episode to go along with the last episode, number 77, called Mom Knows. I'm calling this the producer's cut. If you haven't listened to the last one, don't worry. I'm going to be playing it along as I talk and make comments. But if you want to hear it pristinely without me piping in and commenting, just go back and click on episode 77. If you're listening to this episode on a mobile device, just look at the show notes and you will see the link there to episode 77. Just click on it and you will magically be transported through the interwebs to that episode. Just don't forget to come back here when you're done. As I've mentioned before, I'm exploring and experimenting with producing more narrative style podcasts, and I wanted to take an opportunity to share what I'm learning. Now let's get into the production stuff. This story is repurposed content. I originally presented it as a Toastmaster speech. It was well received there, so I thought with a few tweaks, it might have some legs to make a good story for the podcast. This show is a total passion project for me. Initially, my goal was to consistently produce a weekly episode. As my business has been growing for the past few months and I work on creating podcasting tutorial videos for my YouTube channel and other content around podcasting, it's getting more challenging to hit that goal. And you know what? I'm totally cool with that. In fact, I'm grateful. It has become crystal clear to me over the past few weeks that this podcast is my playground for audio experimentation. When I first started, I thought I'm going to get a new episode out every week and it's going to be interviews and blah, blah, blah. And I had this vision of what I thought it would be. But once you get in and you actually start doing the work, that's when the magic happens and that's when the transformation comes around. And you know what? Sometimes life and work and other stuff just gets in the way. But I'm learning to work smarter as I travel down this podcasting path. If you find yourself in the abundance boat like me, look around and see what content you have that can be repurposed. And I'm also going to be repurposing part of this intro script that I'm reading. Yes, I have to script out my intros because I don't want to forget anything. I could totally try to wing it, and then that would be a disaster, and I would spend hours and hours doing more editing and cuts. So it's just easier for me to script everything out. And then I can repurpose part of that script and use it as part of my show notes. So again, repurposing. Are you seeing a theme here? Here are some notes on pre-production. I recorded this story using an ATR, so an Audio-Technica ATR2100 microphone plugged into my iPhone 6S. There is a USB camera adapter you can use to make it work so that you can take the USB connection and plug it into your iPhone. I love that Audio-Technica ATR2100 microphone. I think For podcasting, it is probably the best bang for the buck microphone out there because you get a great sound out of it. For a mic in the $60 to $70 range, depending on what's happening on Amazon that day. But it's also a super flexible microphone because it has a USB connection or the XLR standard microphone connection if you're plugging into a mixing board. So lots of flexibility there with that. I recorded this episode in my walk-in closet, which I believe is the tiniest walk-in closet known to man. And I did this for a couple of reasons. Number one, it just felt right to be sitting in the confining space of a tiny closet to talk about coming out of a closet. And I feel like the vibe of your recording space impacts the energy and feel of the recording that you get. So be aware of that. I felt very small and confined during that time in my life. And I wanted to be able to recreate that feeling while I was recording. The second reason I stripped it down was because I wanted to make a point that you don't need a $300 microphone and a fancy recording studio to make your art and share your voice. Use the tools available to you. Constraints breed creativity and help us make better art. Use the tools that you have in front of you. And stop using lack of tools as an excuse. I was listening to an episode of the Chase Jarvis podcast recently where he interviewed Mark Echo. And they talk about this. And I'll have a link to it in the show notes so you can check it out. It was a great conversation. Use whatever hand-me-down phone, gear, laptop, microphone, cassette tape recorder, Sony Walkman that you can get your hands on. Stop making excuses and start recording. Another constraint that I placed on myself was that I only used music that was available in the Apple Loops library that comes with Logic Pro X. As a musician, I have a tendency to overthink the music. I have the luxury of being able to make my own music, but there were just way too many options, and I actually wanted to get this episode out into the world. And I would have wasted way too much time trying to create something that was just right that would never be just right. I gave myself one tool and just had to make the best of it. It's a really extensive library. I was looking for music that would support the story and move it along, but I intentionally chose music that wouldn't overpower the story. It's a fine line. You can have the big dynamic John Williams soundtrack when there are giant sharks and Jedis and stormtroopers and extraterrestrials and very handsome archaeologists outsmarting Nazis, but it wouldn't have worked so well for this story. Not that getting outed to your family doesn't feel like the absolute end of the world. Now let's talk about the starting point of this story. I started with Mom Knows because that seemed like the best place to set the hook in the listener's ear. And I wanted to share a very specific moment in time. I wanted to drop my audience right in the middle of the problem at the beginning. I didn't feel the need to give a backstory because I knew that there would be opportunities to sprinkle bits of history in as the story progressed. Okay, so I'm going to fire up the podcast episode now of BB77, Mom Knows, and I will be piping in with some notes as we go along about the music because I'm a musician. Putting the music in was totally my favorite part. Mom knows, she said. Mom knows what? I asked. Mom knows you're gay. All right, so we are dropped in the middle of this story and the stuff is hitting the fan. At this point, I need music that feels swirling and unstable to support that same emotion that I was feeling because I felt incredibly unstable at this point in the story. And there were so many fears just rolling around in my head because I knew life would never be the same. So I found this music that that had that sense of motion and chaos. That Saturday morning, I was forced out of the comfort of my closet by the two scariest words in the English language. Mom knows. The life I had enjoyed for 27 years went up in a mushroom cloud as those two words dropped into my world. No more family vacations, no more family Christmases, no more celebrating my dad's birthday with homemade ice cream and fireworks on the 4th of July. My parents' circle of friends would no longer refer to me as Barb and Gary's musician daughter or the one that works where they have those big concerts. I would now only be mentioned in hushed whispers as the gay one. There was no time that morning to really process the bomb my sister had so casually dropped. I had to lead orientation for 150 new concession employees at the amphitheater. My breakdown would have to wait until after I taught folks how to properly pour beer.
Okay, so now it's time for a scene transition. And I felt that this walking baseline was a great way to signify that transition and move the story forward to a new scene. So I'm shifting to a new scene where my mom calls me in my office.
I was in my office preparing that morning when the call came. Jen, it's your mom. We exchanged some pleasantries and talked about how unfortunate it was that my sister and her jerk of a boyfriend had broken up. My mom proceeded to tell me that Mr. Jerkface sent her an email about what an awful person my sister was, and just for kicks and giggles, at the end of it, told my mom I was gay. She asked if it was true. I was exhausted. Living a lie is hard work. He's not lying, was all I could say.
At this point in this story, I've already said I'm exhausted. So I needed some kind of music that would support that. And I felt like this melancholy keyboard, I think that the loop is actually called slow motion piano. How perfect. Because it totally supported how I was feeling about that phone call. And then, again, it sets up a scene transition, and the music ends before the start of the next scene.
Other than some tears, uncomfortable silence, and I shouldn't have let you play football at recess, the rest of that conversation is a bit of a blur. We hung up, and off I went to lead my orientation. Speaking of orientation, Mother's Day weekend was the first time I went home to visit after that awkward Saturday morning conversation. I had a 2.5-hour drive to my parents' house to let all of the worst-case scenarios play out in my head. I walked in the door. My mom made me some lunch. My dad came in from cutting the grass, sat down, and said, "So, tell us about your new orientation." That was not one of the scenarios I had played out in my head. So I just sat there and listened. "You're going to hell. What are your friends going to say?" "Well, we can't tell your grandmother." "I will not step foot in your house if you're living there with another woman." It was brutal. Happy Mother's Day.
Again, at this point, still feeling pretty sad and mellow and melancholy in the story. So I found these lounge vibes that I felt kind of echoed the sentiment of the previous piano piece, but changed the instrumentation, but still maintained that same kind of vibe. Fast forward a couple weeks, I ask my mom what concert she wants to come see that summer. Sarah McLachlan, she answered. Oh my gosh, this is my favorite part because it was the most fun. What comes next needed intense music to build around the stress. I loved the quick-paced walking bass line. It feels like someone is pacing around a room, running their fingers through their hair, completely stressing out, going into panic mode. The pitch raises and there's this crescendo as the tension builds. For you non-music theory nerds, a crescendo is a gradual increase in the loudness of the music. And then the music ends. Suddenly. Before I say, sure, I'll get you tickets. I actually cut off the end of the music because I wanted a hard, abrupt stop so the focus then would be on the dialogue. Oh no, not Sarah. Not Sarah. Not Lilith Fair. The one day of the summer concert season when thousands of ladies, accompanied by their special lady friends, would descend upon the venue, holding hands, dancing, frolicking, enjoying a day, safe to feel comfortable in their own skin. Sure, I'll get you tickets. I had to start planning. How was I going to manage my mother's experience while managing 200 employees and making sure that the other 19,999 people in the venue had plenty of beer and hot dogs? What's a girl to do? Okay, truth be told, this is the one section in the entire podcast where I did feel limited by the rules that I'd set for myself around using the Apple Loops library. But you know what? You get what you get and you don't throw a fit. So this is the call in the lesbians, French horns. And you know what? It's the best piece that I had to choose from. Ideally, there would have been a single French horn that sounded a call to a rally. As an interesting side note, I discovered that French horns totally make me think of the John Williams soundtrack for Indiana Jones. Isn't it funny the connections that we make to certain instruments? Call in the lesbians. I put my two gay besties in the box seats with my mom and sister. A day filled with potential for disaster turned out to be a blessing. My mom met my gay friends that day. They welcomed her to their table in the VIP club and into the community with kindness, compassion, and a few cosmos. And now it's time to set up another transition. So this keyboard music with a little percussion for the scene transition from Lilith Fair to the current time. And the sample is actually called Time Lapse Synth. How could I not choose that? We've come a long way as a family in the years since that guy emailed my mom. Over the years, my rage and disgust with him has shifted to gratitude. I'm happy to report that my parents love, 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 love my wife, Beth. I don't think we can keep my dad out of our house if he knows Beth is throwing something on the grill. And now the big joke is that she's the daughter my parents always wanted. This next piece of music signified a topic transition. It's a simple, melancholy synthesizer chord progression to support the message of what it's like to support the message of what it feels like to live in Indiana sometimes. I know it's not always easy for my mom and dad. We live in Indiana. It's a conservative state. Our former governor, and now vice president, gave a solid effort here to try to legalize discrimination toward the LGBT community under the guise of religious freedom. And there were some folks here that had no problem with that. My mom has become an advocate for equality,
wanting me to enjoy the same rights and tax exemptions as my sister. Because of her advocacy and support, I've read comments on her Facebook page from some of her friends that I know upset her. They upset me, and it takes every bit of self-control I have not to fire off a snarky comment. But I'm learning to let it go and just keep scrolling. If you're listening to this and hoping your family doesn't find out, just know that you're not alone. I'm not going to tell you that life will be all rainbows and unicorns if your family finds out. But there are people like me that understand your fear and struggle. You are not alone. The beauty of family is that family isn't always biological. Those women that welcomed my mom to the table that day at Lilith Fair are as much my family as the one I was born to. Find your people. We're out here, scattered in big cities and down rural county roads. It hasn't always been easy. But today, I am so grateful Mom knows. Thanks for listening. If you want to share your story, tweet me at Brassy Broad Jen. Now get out in the world and do some good.
And then comes the outro music. At some point, you have to put a bow on it and put it out to the world, because I do truly believe that done is better than good. And then you can always go back and revisit and learn from the experience. This episode has been downloaded and shared faster more than any previous episode of the Brassy Broadcast. That just blows my mind. Thank you for listening. Now, I'm not going to ask you to subscribe, rate, and review in iTunes, because honestly, I find it to be an arduous process. My favorite way to show a podcast some love is to share it with my friends with a couple of clicks of a button and tag the show or the host on social media. If you're using the Apple Podcast Player, you know, that little purple icon on your phone, look for the little three dots on the right-hand side of your screen when you've got the episode up, click on those, and then select Share from the menu that pops up. I use the Pocket Cast podcast app for most of my podcast listening. It has those same little three dots that you can tap to bring up the menu, again, so you can easily share the episode. Even if you don't find this particular episode share-worthy, go share another podcast that you dig. Now spread some podcast love and get out in the world and do some good.